kingfishers in Cranford Park. This little green gem that's surrounded by Heathrow, the M4 and the A312 is how wildlife watcher and photographer Wendy Marks describes Cranford Park. Wendy first started coming to the park 20 years ago, not long after she moved to Hayes Town to take up a job in the bonded freight section of Heathrow Airport. It's Wendy's job to clear the goods flying in and out of Heathrow for customs. It's a stressful job with long hours. You can do 12 hours solid without taking a break because it's so, so busy. So when I'm doing that, like I worked yesterday, I came out of there burnt out, I was tired, I was knackered, I was really stressed out. Cranford Park is her haven from the relentless rhythm of the airport. To me, the minute I get off that bus and walk under that subway, my stress levels go right down. I can sit in one of my favourite little spots and watch the birds and watch the animals. It's my me time down here. Buzzards, little owls, tawny owls and grey wagtails all settle here. The migrating hobby flies thousands of miles from South Africa to spend its summer in the cooler climes of Cranford Park. At the northern end of the park, bullfinches have been found nesting in St Dunstan's Church. Butterflies also thrive here. The UK Butterfly Monitoring Scheme, BMS, has counted 173 species of macro moth, 84 species of hoverfly, and 24 species of butterfly, including two rare examples, the purple hairstreak and the silver-washed fritillary. Despite being jammed up against Heathrow Airport on one side and the motorway on the other, Cranford Park is home to a remarkable range of animals. The kingfisher, with its unmistakable bright blue feathers, is one of the most surprising. It's not only the roar of traffic and low-flying aircraft that might seem off-putting to wildlife. In 2017, the Environment Agency fined a Heathrow coach company £21,000 for dumping toxic waste into the Crane River, the waterway which runs through the middle of the park and along the border of Hounslow. This was one of several incidents of pollution that threatened Cranford Park's rich wildlife. Petrol and sewage spills have sometimes forced the kingfishers to relocate to fresher waters. So how did Cranford Park come to occupy this unusual situation on the western edge of Hounslow? At the height of the Second World War, the historian George Bate took his readers on a walk through Cranford and surrounding areas. In the park, he felt, one always wants to stop and dream and conjure up pictures of the past. The words of the 18th century Hounslow poet, Wetton Hall Wilkes, came to mind. This grand and rural seat once belonging to the Berkeley family was a place where health's preserved in unpolluted air, where smiling peace extirpates every care, where Amalthea holds her golden horn and brisk diversions wake with every morn. Amalthea, the mythic goat that raised the Greek god Zeus with her own milk, symbolises the romantic idea of nature as paradise. An endless gift given freely to human beings. And yet for Bate, in the 1940s, change was everywhere. A large part of the park had been ploughed up to grow vegetables for the war effort. Meanwhile, the old manor house was falling down. Two horse skulls in the library. A rather depressing room with all the books gone and all the walls lined with empty glass bookcases were the only trace of the pomp and ceremony of the famous Berkeley fox hunts. When Bates started writing in 1942, Heathrow Airport as we know it today did not exist. Only a small test field owned by a private airplane manufacturer. In 1943, the coalition government used its wartime requisitioning powers to take over the airfield. Bulldozers tore down surrounding farm buildings, while gangs of construction workers raked out thousands of tons of concrete into new runways. Officially, the government wanted the airfield for the RAF. But from the beginning, there were plans to turn it into an international commercial airport. In 1946, the new London Airport opened for civilian use. And by 1953, 1 million people were flying in and out each year. Heathrow brought new jobs to the area. Former farm workers were employed in the construction of the airport. Thousands more, like Wendy, are drawn to the area for jobs today. This hub of international travel and trade might seem like an unwelcoming place for wildlife. But for Wendy, what's remarkable is how the birds and other animals have adapted to an environment bordered by so many hazards. If you go up to Heathrow, just out to the perimeter roads where you go around, where the runway itself is, by the fence line, they always let that grow. So you get skylarks nesting there and meadow pipits nesting there. And this is actually next to a runway. I've been standing there to go to work, you know, early hours of one morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. And I've had a fox walk out from an industrial estate, walk across the road, go under the perimeter fence, grab a wood pigeon and come back out again. It doesn't affect the wildlife, I don't think at all. The birds and the animals have worked around it. The river crane itself passes underneath the M4 and comes out the other side. In fact, this is one of the kingfisher's favourite places. A little ledge in the mouth of the tunnel provides an ideal perch for the kingfisher to spot its underwater prey of minnows and sticklebacks. As well as birds, foxes and muntjac deer use the tunnel as a shortcut when the river runs dry during summer. But as long as it's not affected by drought or pollution, the Crane River is a flourishing habitat. It takes patience to spot the kingfisher's distinctive flash of blue as it darts out of the trees towards the water. For Wendy, it's a reassuring barometer of the river ecosystem as a whole. Any kingfisher that's seen on the river is telling you there's fish in the river, otherwise it wouldn't hang around. And if there's fish in the river, it means it's in pretty good condition. As soon as the kingfisher's back, we know the pollution's gone.